This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Back on KMOX with someone I always enjoy visiting with. It's 11:16, and on the other end of the line is Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, man. Excited for the border war here. I'm already here at the arena. Getting ready for the Mizzou KU basketball game.
I love it. I figured you would be. You would either be in your office across the street or you already would be in the house. And you're in the house like a great fan. And you're a fan, without a doubt, of Dennis Gates. I can tell that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Dennis has done a tremendous job. And obviously, this is why you come to the University of Missouri to coach, to coach in environments like this. And, you know, our fans really have shown us at the football program an unbelievable amount of love and support this season. I mean, 13 straight sellouts and those guys making the environment so difficult. We were undefeated at Faroe this year, seven wins at home, which hadn't been done in school history. And next year we got 8 home games. So looking forward to continuing the streak.
Yeah. And I was in the crowd with my family at the Oklahoma game and one of my daughter's friends as well. And, you know, we're all watching it. They're both looking at colleges, and they both got into Mizzou. And so they're, you know, looking around wide-eyed at the whole scene. And you kind of take a step back and you say, you know, there are a lot of people involved here, but it's been under your watch, Eli Drinkwitz, that this football program, the stadium, the atmosphere, there is a different level to what's going on here. You are 20-5 over the last two seasons. You will be playing in another great bowl game against a competitive opponent, and there's more to come. I think there are a lot of things that are building right now for Mizzou, as much as you'd love to be announced today on ESPN as one of the top 12.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, at the end of the day, our goal is to make a playoff. We didn't quite get it done this year. We were about a minute 10 and a two-minute drive from getting it done, but we put ourselves in that position. Never going to apologize for finishing in the top 20 in the country, which is what we did through the regular season. You know, now it's an opportunity for us to continue the momentum. Obviously, these next couple of weeks are going to be important with what we do from a portal standpoint, as well as, you know, what we continue to build with the momentum. You know, I got a sneaky feeling we'll probably be playing somebody like Iowa in the Music City Bowl or something like that. So pretty excited about whatever the opportunity will be. It'll be a great matchup versus two really good football teams, no matter where we go, because we earned that this year.
I am with you on that. And you've also, the other thing that you've done, just to keep it local here, is you have changed the game here in St. Louis. And not just Luther Burden and Brady Cook and so many others that have made your team successful, but I'm looking right now at some of these top players that you just picked up in the recruiting period. Eureka, Herman, we count them. Herman, we count Herman in the St. Louis area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Althoff, East St. Louis, DeSmet, right on down the line, you have made an impact here in St. Louis. Your recruiting of St. Louis is actually, if you were looking at a checklist of things that you've been able to accomplish, that has to be up there pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it all starts for us is recruit the state. And obviously St. Louis is an incredible part of our state. And when Missouri's at its best, we're recruiting St. Louis at its best. And for us to hit the, you know, the number one player in the state back-to-back seasons, whether that's Kansas City or St. Louis, is really important for us. And now we got to, you know, turn and build that for next year. Obviously, some really, really good players in the 26th class, highlighted by DeSmet winning the state championship two days ago on Friday night. So a lot of really good players in this state, and got to continue to do our job and get them.
You know, I was looking over the season, and as the season was going, actually, and I kept asking myself, you know, what is Missouri's identity? Who are they? And what are their wins? And what can they hang their hat on? And I figured it out as the season was going along, probably after the Auburn game, Oklahoma, everything. They all tied together. You found ways to win football games. In the at the end of the day, if things were not going well, I just talked to Doug Armstrong, the GM of the Blues, about this very thing. How high is your floor? And if your floor is high enough that when things aren't going well, you can still find a way to win, that has to be a positive for what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think our team's willingness to embrace their role and put the team first no matter what the scenario is, you know, never give up in any situation. I thought our guys, you know, fought. I think we're 9-1 in one possession games in the last 2 years. And so, you know, obviously, as we continue to increase the talent level, I think that's, you know, an opportunity to continue to try to get bigger wins. But at this day, in this conference, 16 deep, adding two of the best schools in the country with Texas and OU, for us to finish, you know, in back-to-back seasons in the top six, you know, when we don't necessarily have a top six budgets and all NIL and all that other stuff, for us to be swinging above our weight class, I think is a great sign. And now we got to continue as coaches is to continue to increase our talent level so that we can continue to do that. And that's the plan.
I'm curious your thoughts at quarterback as you look forward here. And obviously you're going to have to replace Brady Cook, one of the all-time battlers, without a doubt, at the University of Missouri. What type of, I mean, do you want that type of person first before you're talking about talent? What do you look for in a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be a wide open competition, whether we get somebody out of the portal or whether it's somebody we have on campus or whether it's a true freshman. You know, it's going to be a quarterback competition, which, you know, at the University of Missouri, we're not scared of. We understand that competition is what makes greatness. And so for us, toughness, preparation, accuracy, decision-making, and leadership are really the five characteristics of a great quarterback. And so we're going to be looking for those five characteristics with whoever our starter is.
And then when it comes to, of course, looking at this bowl game, how healthy are you? And where do you see yourself in that area as you move forward?
Yeah, well, we're going to be, I mean, it'll be, I don't know how healthy we'll be. I mean, we'll be healthy from a standpoint of the guys who had nicks and bruises, but obviously we've lost quite a few players to season-ending injuries, whether you're talking about Connor Tolleson or some other guys who are getting fixed up so they can be ready for spring practice. We obviously, Luther's declared for the draft, Armand's declared for the draft. But the one thing I know about this team is we're a gritty, tough football team, and everybody's going to want to send Brady Cook and Theo Weiss and Johnny Walker and Christian Williams and Chuck Hicks and all these other guys out the right way. And so, you know, we got a couple weeks to find it, put it together, piece it together, and that's what we'll do.
How do you block out, and you've done it all year, I feel like, the noise so that your players, not that it's happening now, but during the season, I heard you refer to that a lot. I don't care what people say about us. We're not going to listen to all that. How do you accomplish that as a coach and a staff?
Well, I think it's you got to be truth tellers, right? And at the end of the day, there's not a lot of truth. There's opinions, but it's not always truth. And in order to be a truth teller, you have to have a relationship with your team, and they got to respect that you'll be willing to be honest with them. And that's really what we're going to do moving forward, is you just continue to be honest and tell the truth and align what you say and what your actions do. And I think that's really been the biggest significant improvement for us over the past 3 years, is just the alignment of what we say and what we do and how we carry our standards around. You know, culture's not what you say on the walls. It's what's talked about in the halls and the way your actions are led. And I think that's been the really cool thing about this team, is our actions and our words have aligned.
Eli Drinkwitz is with us, and on December 16th, he is going to be honored at the Missouri Athletic Club. Coach, the members of the Missouri Athletic Club received a ballot at the beginning of October. They went over it. They made their evaluations, and when it was all said and done, you received the most votes as Sports Personality of the Year. You can only win it once. Jack Buck started this back in 1970. Bob Gibson was the first winner. And in 2024, you will receive the Sports Personality of the Year at the MAC. What are your feelings on that?
Yeah, I mean, what an awesome honor to see the names of other people who have received that award. I think it's pretty prestigious and pretty cool. And to have the opportunity to be associated with such great people is an awesome opportunity.
And Brady Cook is going to receive the Carl O. Bauer Award, and he'll be right by your side. It'll be when you get that response from the crowd, I think you'll be blown away by the ovation from that group in there. It's a heck of a room, which I'm sure you're well aware.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty fired up. You know, I've been to I was at a Christmas party on Friday night in St. Louis at 801 Chop House, Everybody was already talking about that event and how excited they were. So it kind of raised my level of expectation.
That's cool. Well, I look forward to seeing you. Thank you, as always, for joining us on KMOX. Have a great game today as Mizzou takes on Kansas, and Eli Drinkwitz will be in the crowd. We appreciate you.
Hey, M-I-Z beat KU.
There he is. Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach of the Tigers, jumping in on sports on a Sunday morning. Well, they are, as we were talking, they are revealing the college football playoff bracket. So let me tell you right now what we have in front of us. They have already revealed the bracket when it comes to the byes. So the 12-team field, Oregon is number one. That was expected. Number two is Georgia, the SEC champion. They've just revealed that Boise State will be the 3 seed, receiving a first round bye as the Mountain West champion, and Arizona State has checked in as the number 4 seed, and they get a bye in the first round as well as the Big 12 champion. Again, Oregon, Georgia, Boise State, and Arizona State are seeded 1 through 4 and will receive a first round bye. They are methodically going through the bracket reveal, and right now they've revealed the first round matchup, 5 versus 12. It will be Texas as the 5 seed. Texas lost to Georgia last night, 22-19 in overtime in the SEC championship, and Texas will play Clemson. Clemson is the 12 seed, the ACC champion. They could not get a bye. They weren't ranked high enough, but they will get in as an at-large, of course, as the champion. So the 5 versus 12 will be Texas at home against Clemson, and the winner gets Arizona State as the 4. What a run that could be. At first glance, that looks like something that Texas would find very appealing. As the 5, they've earned that, as they're the best team not receiving a bye. But we'll see. The 5 against 12, and then they get Arizona State next. We'll go through the rest of them when we come back. Penn State has just been announced as a 6 seed. They will play somebody who has not been revealed yet, and then the winner gets Boise State. We'll take a quick break. John Mozeliak joins us next on KMOX.